Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsor.
Balance Virtually provides full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, and much more. To schedule a consultation with a certified public accountant with over 16 years of experience helping people like you, visit balancevirtually.com. Balance Virtually, your locally owned full-service financial planning service company.
This podcast is produced and distributed by Biz Radio Asheville. To receive the free Biz Radio app, just text the word Asheville to 36260. That's Asheville to 36260. With the app, you can easily enjoy this program and other local programming podcasts on demand.
Welcome to the Veronica Edwards Show, where we have fun financial conversations that everyone listening can apply to their personal and professional life. I'm your host, Veronica Edwards, back for another week on my new show. I'm very excited about that. Again, I want to thank Matt Mitan, my mentor in the business world and the radio world, and of course, the owner of Biz Radio Asheville. I also want to thank my guest from last week's show, Jeff Still, the CFO of Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. But for today's show, I'm super excited because this person is their first time on radio. And even though we just met this year, she's like a little sister to me. And we met actually through Mountain BizWorks. I teach and I coach through Mountain BizWorks, and she is a part of this new Catalyst cohort program that we're going to talk about more on the show for leadership development for entrepreneurs of color. But at this time, I would love to welcome Ms. Tierra Wilkie, owner of Groundbreaking Financial.
Yay. Well, thank you for having me. Happy Wednesday. Just so you know, like Monday through Thursday, I'm always just like, oh, I'm doing good for a Wednesday, but I've got some coffee in me, so I'm good to go. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. And even though it is Wednesday, listeners on the radio world, this will come out on a Friday. But we're doing good. So first, I want you to tell all the listeners about how you became an entrepreneur, because I know that you're a single mommy, you're under 30 years old, and I think a lot of people listening can really relate to your story and also be inspired by your story. So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, first let me just say, I don't really consider myself a single mom anymore, because the last thing I want to do is just like put myself in a box. So really, I'm just a mom who does the best she can, but I always crave more. So I've always been an entrepreneur at heart. And this isn't the first business that I've started, but this is the one that just feels right. You know, this is the one that has me excited to get out of bed every single day. And so not only am I a mother of two, I have a 7-year-old son and a 21-year-old daughter. and also, you know, the owner of Groundbreaking Financial, but I also work a full-time job for the Asheville Chamber. And I'm also a full-time student at Western Carolina University. So yes, my plate is very full, but I'm gonna have to be honest with you. So like I thrive off the chaos, and that's what keeps me going every day. And to that, I just say, if anyone, you know, wants to start a business or you want to go back to school, like whatever the case may be, you absolutely can do all the things and you can do it at your own pace. But just make sure that you don't let anyone or even yourself like keep you from doing so.
Yeah, no, that is great advice. I was just going to ask you, because one thing about the show is we always want to provide tips to those that are listening, if it's related to their personal life or professional. I feel like that all kind of commingles, especially in this day and age with the pandemic, trying to balance that work-life balance. But that's great advice. And I love what you said about you're just a mom, you know, and mm-hmm. I think all parents out there can totally relate to that, because even if it takes a village, you know, regardless.
Absolutely.
And so I love that you said that. So tell us about your business, Groundbreaking Financial.
Yeah, absolutely. So Groundbreaking Financial is a credit coaching and consulting company. And what sets us apart is our human-centered style of mentorship and coaching. So what that means is that we walk through the credit restoration process with our clients, equipping them with the tools and resources to effectively restore their own credit, while also being a mentor and coach to support them through any obstacles or challenges that may arise. So that way they don't get stuck in the process because, I mean, let's be real, like in grade school, we're not taught how to manage our money or how to effectively use credit. So Groundbreaking Financial really exists to be that teacher for anyone at any age. So we help bridge the financial literacy gap by working one-on-one with our clients to build their financial vocabulary and literacy. We create individualized strategies to restore their credit, and we also share our tools and our expertise on how to like continue to improve their credit.
That's awesome. So if I was a potential client of Groundbreaking Financial, what exactly, how would I reach out to you? How would those services take place? Would I have to meet with you or things could be done virtually?
Yeah, that's a great question. So everything is done virtually. Like I consider myself an online service-based business. I do obviously like maybe once COVID is gone, long gone, there is always the possibility to meet in person, but I love the virtual aspect.
Yes.
So then really like the first step in the process is to schedule your free consultation. And so you can do that online through our website, which is www.groundbreakingfinancial.com. And so prior to that consultation, a member of our team will need to like access and thoroughly analyze your credit reports. Okay. So the initial consultation is really geared towards briefly discussing our findings, providing recommendations, explaining our in-depth process, and also agreeing on immediate next steps. So this consultation is also going to help us determine which program is the best fit for you. Now, some individuals may need like ongoing support, while others can just simply benefit from like 1 to 2 one-on-one 60-minute coaching sessions. And just to give you an idea, like our program and our coaching sessions can include things along the lines of learning how to thoroughly read your credit reports or identifying any derogatory items that may be negatively impacting your score. You may also need to learn how to dispute those items that are inaccurate, outdated, erroneous, or non-verifiable. We also want to provide you with some credit builder tools and recommendations and just so much more. So just kind of things of that nature.
Wow, that's good stuff. So I have to ask, the consultation, is that free in the beginning or is there a consultation fee?
No, it's free. Yes, absolutely free. And it typically takes about 15 to 20 minutes. Like I said, we're just kind of letting you know like what we found on your credit report, and then we'll create like an action plan from there. So yes, free.
That is so cool. That's awesome. And again, we'll keep plugging the website and we'll make sure that we do that towards the end as well. But I definitely, I asked for you to give some tips about, you know, credit repair and ensuring that your credit score is higher. You know, we had Julietta Funberg about 2 weeks ago from Julietta Funberg Creative, and she talked about how she had just recently rebranded herself. And I know that you've rebranded yourself also. Okay, so can you talk about that a little bit, how you got from the services that you were providing, still in the credit repair business, but you had a different name and now you have a new name, and how those services changed, and how did you determine so early in your career with this that you needed to rebrand yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So Groundbreaking Financial was formerly known as Lux Financial Company. And Lux Financial Company was a credit repair organization. Okay, so that is not what we are anymore, but that is what we were. And so your typical credit repair organization is someone who, like if you go to them with your problem, and they will literally do everything for you. So they're going to handle like disputing items on your behalf and making that connection with the credit bureaus and things like that. And I quickly realized that I didn't love that. I didn't love it because what I really love about this company is the educational value that comes with it. Like I want to be able to teach individuals how to do this themselves. It's not hard, but some people just may need some guidance. They don't necessarily know where to get started. So really like we just kind of exist to be that, I call myself like the good credit angel or the teacher. So that way, you know, if I help you through this process and then you find yourself in a bond in like 2 to 3 years with your credit, you don't want to have to hire a credit repair organization to do it for you. You want to know exactly what to do so that way you can do it yourselves. So really that's what we do. And ultimately, you know, you want to be able to pass this down to your kids so they know what to do. So So since the rebrand, like now Groundbreaking Financial is just a credit coaching or mentoring kind of organization.
I love that. And, you know, I can totally relate with doing bookkeeping. You know, once I started my business 3 years ago, I quickly realized, like, I don't love doing that piece. Yeah. I like the coaching and the teaching. Now, I will do it for certain projects, but now I partner with someone where she's doing the bookkeeping and mm-hmm. I'm more doing the coaching and consulting and, you know, shaking hands, kissing babies, doing the sales piece. So I think a lot of people can relate to that. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, sometimes I think people feel like, well, I just started my business this mm-hmm. year. Yes. I need to wait a couple of years before I rebrand. And I know me and you've been coaching together, and that was a concern of yours. You were kind of like, well, do I need to change my tax ID? Do I need to do all these different things? And, you know, so it's definitely a process. But for those listening, please, if you feel like you're not passionate about waking up to do the business that you created, then just change it. It's that easy.
Absolutely. And then to that, I just say, like, as an entrepreneur or a business owner, like, it's very important to know when to pivot. So just mm-hmm. keep that in mind.
Absolutely. So before we move into the Catalyst cohort, and I know you're also partnering with Mountain BizWorks to provide some of that groundbreaking financial services, can you give the listeners, you know, in your mind, maybe like two or three tips that can help boost your credit score? Easy little things that you find that a lot of times when you're coaching people, they had no idea that you can do.
Yeah. Well, first, let me just start by saying, make sure that you're actually checking your credit reports. Okay. Because you want to know what's on there. You are entitled to one free credit report each year. And I believe you can get that from annualcreditreport.com. Yes. So make sure that you know what's on there, because there could be derogatory items that are affecting your score, or even items that aren't yours. Like a credit file could be mixed in together. So first step is, you know, analyzing that report and making sure that you know what's on there. And then I'll say, like, for example, like if you do have a credit card, make sure that you're only utilizing 30% of that credit card limit, because we have to remember credit is a tool and it's not meant to be like maxed out. It's meant to help you build credit. So, for example, if you have a credit card limit of 500, and you only want to make sure that you're utilizing around $150 of that every month. So that's about 30%. Yes, absolutely. Because it's not going to, if you go over that, it's not going to help you. It's just going to keep you in the same situation or worse. So 30%.
No, that is good, because me and my business partner, we talk about all the time, and I'm sure listeners, they've gotten these credit cards where it's no interest for 18 months and you're like, oh, I'm going to pay it off. And then something happens and now it's month 19 and the interest is like 20%. Yes. And you still owe on this credit card balance. So that is good to know that it's good to have credit, but not to have it maxed out. And I like that you gave a good firm percentage of 30% as, you know, a ballpark.
Yes, absolutely. And then one other thing that I'll just say is to make sure that you are making your payments on time, because payment history makes up 35% of your credit score. Like that's the first thing that lenders are going to look at whenever it comes to deciding whether or not they want to approve you for credit. So a late payment can really drop your score like 50 plus points. And really, you know, a lot of the times, if you know you're going to be late with a payment, all you have to do is reach out to the lender and say, hey, you know, something came up, I'm in a bond, like, what can we do? Is there anything we can do? Because if not, and you just let that payment be late, then it's, I promise you, you're going to pay for it. So yes. Stay on top of that, be proactive and not reactive.
So one thing for myself personally, like I've always been right under 800, like I'll stay between like 750 and 770. Mm-hmm. So for those that are trying to, they have great credit, but they can't get over the hump. Is there one last tip that you could think of that can help boost that, like you said, 50 points up or 30 points up?
Yeah. To that, I just say, stay on top of, you know, monitoring. I like to utilize a credit monitoring service by the name Identity IQ. So that lets me get updates on a monthly basis. And just, you know, that's when your credit cards are going to come into play. You want to make sure you're utilizing those balances correctly and just make sure that there are no late payments or anything. It can be a process, but you can mm-hmm. definitely get there. It's just going to take time. So if you're doing all the right things, just keep doing them and stay consistent with it.
Yeah, I think for me personally, and I'm sure other listeners can relate to, is that it's just, I'm definitely over that 30%. So yes. I need to get that 30% down. And I also just want to piggyback on, I think a lot of times people look at it in total, but it's really each individual credit card, right? Like you could have 10 credit cards, but if they're all you know, less than 30% utilized, that's good. It doesn't necessarily have to be, well, I have this mortgage that's, you know, $300,000. So my debt to equity ratio is kind of off. Mm-hmm. It's really each individual item, correct?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, let's move right into that Catalyst Cohort program, because that's where how I met you the beginning of this year. And it's a brand new program with Mountain BizWorks. I do want to give them a little plug before we wrap up. So can you just give your experience as being in the first group? And I know that they're actually going through another round that would start in the fall. Can you just give us a little plug on that?
Yeah. So I actually heard about the Catalyst cohort through Jeremiah Robinson, and shout out to you, Jeremiah, if you're tuning in. But Jeremiah is the entrepreneur in residence over at Mountain BizWorks, and he is the facilitator for this cohort. And so I met Jeremiah when I first started working at the Asheville Chamber back in 2019, and we just stayed connected ever since. So whenever this cohort was in the works, he reached out to me to let me know about the cohort. And just let me know that it was really geared towards helping new or existing entrepreneurs in so many ways, whether it's providing an ample amount of resources for us to take advantage of or making those new connections, you know, like the one that he made between you and I. Yeah. So the cohort began in November of 2020 and will run to the end of November 2021. And we're about halfway through. And I can't tell you the wealth of knowledge that I've already gained, the amount of opportunity that I've already gained. So if anyone is, you know, interested, definitely check into it. And I think, you know, they're still doing the information sessions for the next round. So definitely go check that out.
Yeah, definitely go to www.mountainbizworks.org. And then, Tia, I just want to ask, what are some of the things that you did learn? And you know, I spoke to the group earlier this year just as a potential coach, and I have coached some, and I also have Rossi Martin, your cousin, is my client. He'll be on the show soon, too. And but how is this program maybe different from others that you've seen out there? Because it seems like you guys also You know, you have each other in this group and you guys all meet as a group. So it almost feels like a support group as well as an entrepreneurial group.
Yeah, I would definitely say the amount of resources that are available to us because of the type of organization that Mountain BizWorks is amazing and what sets them apart. So like we all have the opportunity to be assigned a coach and, you know, multiple coaches, really. It just kind of depends on the area that you're looking to seek help in. So for example, I have Veronica, obviously, is one of my coaches. And then I also have a coach in the marketing and branding kind of realm. So really, just that piece, making sure, like, not only are we talking about these things during our meetings, but we're actually doing them and we're able to talk through it with our coach. And so, and then each meeting, most of the meetings that we've had so far, we'll have like a guest speaker who can kind of give us their expertise on their field. So really, there's just so much to come out of it. And like I said, we're just now about to hit the 6 month mark, and we've already gotten so much out of this. So it's so worth it. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity.
That is great. And I know from also reading up on it that you guys are provided seed money, I think like up to $2,000 that you can use, people like myself or lawyers, because some people haven't even set up their LLC yet. So it's from that stage to where I know there's some people like Rossi that's had a business for a while, but maybe because of COVID, they're rebranding, like you said. So I love that you guys meet regularly. Or do you meet every week?
So we meet once a month, and I believe it ends up falling on like the second Thursday of the month. But for the next cohort, the time, and I think they'll all have like a vote on what time works best for them. So that's really good too, because it's flexible. So you can figure out what works best for you. But yes, the grant money that we received, that's just like the icing on the cake. And for example, I was able to use some of my grant money for like a branding shoot, because I wanted to have some content for my social media and for my website. So, I mean, that's an amazing opportunity that you're not going to get from a lot of cohorts. So, shout out to Mountain BizWorks.
Yeah. And one thing that I keep hearing throughout your whole story is relationships. You know, like you had that relationship with Jeremiah that helped you get into the Catalyst cohort. And then from this, you actually are building a relationship with Mountain BizWorks. Can we talk about that? That you're possibly doing some coaching and teaching related to
groundwork and financial. Yeah, so absolutely. So Mountain BizWorks has a new like Catalyst fund that's available to some of the entrepreneurs that they're working with. So they have, for anyone that expressed interest whenever they were like applying for funds or loans through Mountain BizWorks, they had the opportunity to say, yes, I'm interested in some credit restoration help. And so I am going to be contracting with them to provide that support to those existing entrepreneurs who are interested in restoring their credit. And so that way they can start looking at business credit and things like that. So I'm super excited and thankful for that opportunity as well.
And that's so great. And, you know, another thing, listeners, that I don't think people realize, when you're starting your business doesn't have credit. So everything is based on your personal credit. So there was a lot of folks that I know that wasn't able to get some of the SBA loans and things like that because it was based still on your credit. So it is very important to get your personal credit in order. And you can do that while you're building your business. It's not going to stop you. But I mean, Tierra, just so you could tell folks too, getting back to your services, I know it depends case by case, but what is the quickest that you saw someone's credit get restored from not favorable to satisfactory score? You know, what's that range usually?
Well, it's definitely a process. And just, you know, to let people know, anytime that I'm working with someone, I always let them know this process can take anywhere from like 3 to like 12+ months. It's a slow but worth it process. And so I'd say the fastest we've ever gotten like very favorable results was between like the 4 and 6 month mark. So again, it's not overnight, but you have to remember your credit didn't get that way overnight. It's not going to be restored overnight. So about 4 to 6 months is when we really started seeing those great results.
And honestly, even 12 months, like to your point, it took months, you know, possibly years to get your credit maybe in the state that it's at. So for you to be able to turn it around in 12 months, I think is outstanding, let alone 4 to 6 months. So that is great. But I'm already looking at the time, Tierra. It has been so awesome talking with you. But we're definitely going to have to wrap up. So again, please plug all the things that you're doing, how people can reach out to you on your website, social media, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's see, my website is www.groundbreakingfinancial.com. You can find us over on Facebook, Groundbreaking, and that's one word, financial, and then also on Instagram at Groundbreaking Financial. So if you have questions or comments or you just want to learn more, please, you know, shoot us a message or, you know, comment on a post or anything. I promise we'll definitely get in touch, but we want to help in any way that we can. So
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and taking time because you are an extremely busy young lady. So I appreciate you making the time. And I also want to thank the listeners for coming back again. And I just want to encourage listeners to come back next week, again, 4:30 on Fridays. And you can stay connected to all things Biz Radio Asheville by going to bizradioasheville.com, or you can download the app by texting Asheville to the contact 36260. So again, Tierra, thank you so much. Have a great week. And listeners, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. And be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.